This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Good morning. This is Brother Al. Thank you for taking time for Christ, and I hope that you will consider what the Scripture says, because we're talking about what the Bible says about wealth. Well, some do not prosper for there are many reasons, but what I'm thinking about is that people are wasteful. The Bible is against being wasteful. Remember, Jesus was able to take a boy's lunch and feed 5,000. But he then commanded the apostles not to waste anything that was left. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." The Lord often helps people to go in the direction they're pulling. I think he helps some people to waste because they seem to enjoy wasting. Wasting does work against prosperity. The Bible considers the person who is too lazy to work and the person who wastes as being two of a kind. We find in Proverbs 18, he says, "Also that is slothful in his work, the person that does that is brother to him that is a great waster." Sinful living is also against prosperity. Though many who are wicked are also rich, those who have trouble understanding this ought to read Psalm 37. Sinful living is against material prosperity for the Christian. Notice the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Remember the way far from her. That is, you should get away from her, stay away, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy ears unto the cruel. Let strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last. When thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, "How have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instruct me." All that's in Proverbs chapter 5. Consider also Proverbs 6:26. Says, "For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life." This truth is also found in Proverbs 29. "Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance." All of us have seen people who were growing richer by the day until they drifted into sin. Then they started going in the wrong direction. There are dangers associated with money. While there is hardly anything that seems to excite people more than to gain a lot of money, the Bible doesn't refer to it as being very important. In fact, some scriptures play it down. Some even refer to it as filthy lucre. This is probably because there are many dangers associated with money. Permit me to mention some of these dangers. There is a danger that can or will get overly concerned about obtaining. People thinking too much about wealth. Sad results can come from this. For one thing, it can bring unnecessary trouble upon a person's family. "He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live." One who gets too concerned about wealth will likely sin and could end up in poverty. "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." "He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him." The person who is too concerned about gaining money can bring upon himself many troubles. Well, let's continue this subject tomorrow and hope you're having a good day. God bless you.